Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. I don't even have time to do a proper intro because the reports have just come out for the January 2024 Toronto GTA real estate, and I've got to get right into it. I don't think we've got time to waste. You, as a homeowner who's thinking of possibly selling, you need to see what's going on right now. This is very important. There's going to be three parts to this report. I'm going to try to keep it under 10 minutes. I can't promise you that that's what's going to happen, but I'm going to do my best and make sure that you guys understand what's going on in the various areas of Toronto and GTA. And you'll find out that the most demand, the most the biggest sold stories have actually been happening outside of Toronto. So especially for those of you in York region, especially for those of you in Durham region, especially for those of you in Halton region, you definitely want to keep track of what I'm going to be saying today. And of course, if you do want your specific report, you know where to go. There's only one place. realestatewealthreport.com is the official home value report for Ontario, for Toronto, for GTA homeowners, to really make sure that you're getting the best possible information that you can get. So let's start off with just some general information in terms of average sold prices. In 2024, average sold price was actually slightly down from 2023. This is important for you to know. It's only 1%, but it's worth noting. And number two, the amount of volume that happened is also a very important preview for what might be happening this year. And of course, if you are in a position where you are a homeowner and you're thinking of selling, do you want 10 people on your street for sale or do you want two? I hope the answer is pretty simple. You want two other homes on the market, not 10. So considering that last year at this time, there was 3,000 sales. And now there's already been 4,200 sales so far in January, in the month of January. So you're talking about almost 40% increase in number of sales. That's the one thing that was not a big stat last year, is the number of sales was always a concern because it was so low. So you'll see this now that January has already been a 40% increase from last January. And January and February, whether you think so or not, are two of the probably most telling months of the year in terms of letting you know what's going on. And if you look back to, you know, January and February of 2022, you'll know that that was, again, very much a peak time, and possibly could be the most activity and the highest sales that, you know, we might have seen in a long time in terms of average prices. So you can definitely review, and this is obviously going to be specific to you, whether you're in a detached property, whether you're in 416 or whether you're in 905 detached property. The home values for there went up year over year 5% in 416 and went only up 0.1% in 905. Semi-detached went up about 4% and in 905 about 1.8%. So you're looking at, again, mostly positive numbers. The only thing that seems to have dropped is condos in 905 and townhouses in 416. That's about all in terms of the drops in terms of the prices. But most importantly, I want to make sure and bring you to the important map. There was almost 1,000 visits for this report in January, and I believe by the end it was over that. So you're talking about a lot of people across Toronto GTA finally understanding that it's very important to be on top of what's going on in your area, and to so that you can see what demand is happening at that time, so that you're hopefully on the market before the demand really peaks. And that's really the only thing that you can possibly talk about with timing, is you can't necessarily know when a market, especially all the sub-markets, like every postal code. And this is what I've said for many, many years, and you won't hear this a lot on Twitter or social media, because it's just not, it almost makes too much sense. But every single postal code has its own heartbeat, its own blood flow, its own life going on. So you need to be able to know that if you're selling in spring, winter, which is what we're in right now, is still the ideal time to be preparing, so that you're actually involved in not one, but two markets. And the importance of that goes right back to, again, back in February of 22, when there was an historical peak in terms of what people were paying for properties. If you were ready, if you were getting ready in the winter for that, which is basically meaning that in December or November or December, you were getting ready January, and you basically were on the market at that time where things were happening, then you were basically in one of those monster waves, because you were in the water at the time. It's really important to look at it that way. So being ready and being prepared the season before, and which is why I created Bootcamp, which is why I'm still always referencing the fact that champions are built in the off season. That means that you should be focused on doing everything possible, from preparation of the home to the pre-listing marketing to all the seven steps that are involved in my success program, all of them that I'll share with you once you're signed up. You'll understand that that's why so many people, perhaps some near you, have gotten results maybe that you would never have expected, especially if you look at some of the some of the January sold prices that have happened. But to make sure that I don't, leave you without some important information, here are the top 10 sold stories that did happen in the Toronto area, Toronto GTA, in January. And as far as what you need to be aware of in terms of pricing, is you're looking at the map of all of these properties. And of course, you know where they are, and they range everywhere from the York region area, which was the top sold price in all of Toronto GTA. And then the next two after that were actually in Halton region. So they were in Oakville. So the top three, none of which were in the Toronto area, not until number four and five, which were, again, in the waterfront area, which was actually a condo, and the Lansing Westgate area of Toronto as well. And this is an area that is, it's in the Bathurst 401 area. So this is sort of the closest, besides the condo that was in the downtown area, but was in the in the city, in the Toronto area. So the good thing for you to know is that if you do have a property that is outside of the city, and you're thinking about what it might be worth, someone might be actually serious enough to buy that property right now. So make sure that you're signed up with me today. Don't waste another minute. RealEstateWealthReport.com. It's the only site you need to remember. Everything else isn't going to get you the kind of information and the kind of reporting and the kind of one-on-one attention that you deserve with your listing. When you hire me, you actually get me. It's not a team. It's not handed off to a rookie. None of that stuff. And as far as the technology and as far as the marketing goes, it's cutting edge. And this is all proven in the results, including the fact that just yesterday I received over $5 million in home value reports in one day. So this is something that's really, really important for you to realize, and I want to make sure that you all get the benefits of that. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this report.